From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The U.S. Justice Department says it has opened a federal hate crimes investigation into the fatal mass shooting late Wednesday at an historic African-American church in the southeastern U.S. city of Charleston, South Carolina. The suspect, 21-year-old Dylan Storm Roof, a white male, has been caught and is in police custody near Charlotte, North Carolina. Charleston Police Chief Greg Mullen told reporters Thursday Roof walked into Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church during a weekly prayer meeting and sat with the churchgoers for at least an hour before he then opened fire. Several others were wounded in the massacre. 3 men, 6 women were killed in the shooting. Pope Francis called on the world Thursday to combat global warming to prevent environmental ruin to the earth. In a landmark letter, the pontiff supported scientific evidence that climate change is mostly caused by human activity, that, he said, could, this century, lead to an unprecedented destruction of ecosystems. Francis said a massive political and economic transformation is needed to replace, without delay, the world's dependence on highly polluting fossil fuels that lead to climate-changing global warming. The head of the UN's Commission of Inquiry on Syria said Thursday that Syria is at a bitter and murderous stalemate as countries with the ability to push toward a political solution to the country's 4-year war fuel the fighting rather than work for peace. In an opinion article in The Guardian, Paulo Pinheiro highlights the human toll of a conflict that has sent 4 million refugees fleeing the country, pushed another 7.6 million from their homes within Syria, and seen schools and hospitals destroyed. This is VOA News. The world is facing the worst refugee crisis in modern times, and the global response has been pitifully inadequate. This according to the latest annual report from the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. Humanitarian groups are calling for a global summit to address the crisis. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Exhausted, sunburned, dehydrated, and carrying nothing but a bag of clothes, Syrian refugee Sami, his son and his wife, limp across the dockside in Catania, Italy. They and hundreds of others were rescued this week from rubber dinghies in the Mediterranean Sea. Every human on this planet loves their country, Sami says, but the situation in Syria would force anyone to look for safe shelter and a safe country for themselves, for their wife, for their children. The UN says that by the end of 2014, more than 60 million people were forced to flee their homes, the biggest displacement of the human race ever recorded. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Hong Kong lawmakers have overwhelmingly rejected a controversial Beijing-backed electoral reform package that had divided the territory's opposition and pro-government forces. Camps of pro-democracy protesters erupted in cheers Thursday after opposition lawmakers united to defeat the bill. Just 8 lawmakers voted for the legislation, while 28 voted against it. China, which formulated the reform proposal, reacted negatively to the news. The death toll from South Korea's MERS outbreak has risen to 23, according to officials, a day after the United Nations said incompetence had led to the spread of the virus. South Korea's health ministry also said Thursday that they have confirmed 3 more cases of the Middle East respiratory syndrome. Seoul officials insist the disease has peaked and is largely contained to medical facilities, but concerns are still mounting over what the largest MERS outbreak outside the Middle East is. Economic reports published Thursday show the U.S. job market getting stronger, inflation rising slightly, and the strong dollar hurting American exports. The low level of layoffs suggests that employers are confident the economy will rebound from the slump it hit in the first few months of this year. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.